Hello and welcome to the WCWTF Draft Stravaganza. It is draft night here for the WWE, and we here at the WCWTF are doing our own draft.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
I'm your host, Tyrell, the man of 1,004 names, Shane McMahon.
I am Killer Greg. You can find me at Killer Greg 17. I don't know who I am. Can I be Daniel Bryan?
You're Killer Greg McMahon Helmsley.
Killer Greg McMahon. Wait, that makes me... I don't want to be Steph.
Well, you're Raw.
Damn it. I got some rockin' knockers.
All right, we're going to be drafting our own draft tonight. Same rules that the WWE is going by. There are three picks for everyone for Raw for every two of SmackDowns. Let me take that again.
Yeah.
SmackDown gets...
It's confusing. It's hard to say.
Raw gets three picks for every two picks SmackDown gets.
Because Raw is, according to their logic, Raw is a three-hour show, so they need 3 hours of talent, whereas SmackDown is a two-hour show, they need 2 hours of talent.
Yeah, and I guess just so they can scoop up all the great talent.
Right.
Yeah.
That's smart.
For the purposes of tonight, Mr. KGB will be acting as Raw Commissioner and GM.
Yeah, I don't know how to do a good Stephanie McMahon impersonation.
Can you do a Mick Foley?
Bang, bang.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
That will be taking the part of Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan for SmackDown.
Yes.
So, before we get this kicked off, let's kick off the theme music.
You are now tuned in to the world's greatest.
Night is the night. Bright lights, hype crowd, other people get loud.
Wow, you actually know the theme music to the Raw. I watch Raw now and know the theme music. It's so awful. The Raw music is just awful.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Ugh.
All right, so we are going up to 30 overall picks tonight. The way this will work is we will start off with one pick each. After that, Greg will get two picks, and I will get one, and there'll be one each again until we go through this. So this will be
So we're doing this legit. Like, we're trying to make the best product that we can.
Yes.
So as much as, you know, I would like Austin Aries on my squad, which maybe will happen, I don't know. The guy's a midget. And he would look terrible on real television. So, you know, seems probably a silly pick.
Maybe.
Maybe. Ty's giving me the silly eye.
It's where one eye just locks right onto him, the other one just spins in place.
It's real disconcerting.
I really need to see a doctor.
Yes, but after this. And tag teams come as a pair unless we specifically want to break them up.
If you want to be a complete dick.
Yeah, and there are... each person is getting three picks from NXT.
Yes.
Okay, I think those are all the rules, right?
Yeah, I believe that covers everything.
We didn't need Michael Buffer for this at all.
Oh, we should have had him, though.
Yeah.
I don't have the $250,000 laying around for his 30 seconds of work,
though.
Or
the M. Bison hat.
All right, so, Greg, let's kick this off. Drum roll, please. I was just going to put in a drum roll.
Got it.
I like the gumption, though. That was good.
Yeah. I'm on it, man.
I might not put the drum roll in there now.
I'm half a monster in. I'm ready to go.
So, Greg, for your first pick for Raw, first pick of the WWE 2K16 draft is...
Seth Rollins, man. There is literally nobody else who could go first. You could say John Cena. That's a terrible... He's going part-time now, isn't he?
That is the rumor.
You could say John Cena, but that doesn't make any sense. You could say Dean Ambrose, but he's a terrible wrestler. So, yeah, he looks the part. He's great on the mic. Wrestles better than anybody. Whips his dick out on Instagram. I mean, he's a quadruple package.
He does have the quad package going. For my number one pick, the number two pick overall for SmackDown, Lex Luger.
Get out.
No. Dean Ambrose, the champ. How could it not be the champion?
Whoa, really?
Yes, of course it's the champion.
Oh, my God, I am going to run away with this draft. Good luck with Mr. Rubber Band Man up in this
In ditch. Kayfabe, he is the best in the company.
Oh, yeah. Pass.
And you said you were going to have a good show. Good luck.
He's not the best in the company. There's no way.
He's the champion.
It was a fluke.
No, it wasn't.
Mr. Seth Rollins will have something to say about that.
Didn't have anything to say about it last night.
Did he lose last night? I didn't watch.
It was a swervy finish.
Oh, of course it was.
Scrum. It was a clusterfucky end.
So I get two picks now?
Yes, you get two picks now.
Oh, my God. There is a small concern that my roster will be a little heel heavy, but I'm hoping to undo that later. We'll see. Oh, boy. Fantasy booking Greg is real different than, like, book legit Greg right here. With the first of my picks, I'm going to pick Kevin Owens. And I'm actually going to concede someone to you because I think it'll be better on your roster if you have Dean Ambrose. And then I'll pick John Cena. So, because I think John Cena, if we still want him to be a top guy, I think he can wrestle real well with Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. I would say Cena's best matches of like the last 2 years have been with those two people. Maybe Sami Zayn in there a little bit. That gives me a good face. Yeah, I'll go Owens and Cena. I think that's solid.
Yeah, those would be my two picks in that position.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to really hate picking my second / number fifth pick, but the money's there, and I got to take it.
No, I served you a softball, dude. Go ahead.
It's not what I would pick.
Okay.
But knowing the company that WWE is,
don't do it.
I'm going Finn Balor.
Oh, whoa. That's not at all what I thought was happening.
Yeah, it wasn't until I was like, shit, that just makes the most sense. That's what Shane would do. Get the up-and-coming talent, the biggest guys from NXT that you could early.
How do you book Finn when he gets to the big time?
I don't know. Fucking just have him walk around and impress the ladies. I mean, shit. There's that one chick who always wants him to face fuck her, so get her in the mix there somewhere.
I have not been reading that Reddit thread.
She always goes to NXT shows and just has the dirtiest signs. The first one was just said, face fuck me, Finn. The last one said, finish on my face, F-I-N-N.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Finn Balor, really?
Yeah. Dude's...
I thought you were going to pick Roman Reigns.
So did I. But he seems like the more... Just like you were going to concede someone to me, I'm conceding someone to you. In hopes that you don't take the person you conceded to me.
No, I'm definitely taking him now.
But you can't have those guys both in the same show. You're gonna murder that feud. But
you
go ahead.
Know who I'm talking
about. Do what you have to do.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
I'm pretty sure I have an idea who you're talking about.
So do I get two picks now or one?
One pick.
I get one pick.
You have one pick now.
I'm still concerned about being too heel heavy, but I can't pass up AJ Styles. I'm going to take him. I gave him to you. I thought he'd be a great...
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought AJ would be perfect to be like the heel for Dean Ambrose. I thought that would have been awesome. Like, they're similar body sizes and types, and as awful as Dean Ambrose is a wrestler, AJ's like a real solid hand in the ring. I think he'd get the best out of him.
Oh, yeah, well...
I mean, it doesn't matter now.
I think he's a big enough name where he'll be fine on Raw by himself, because my next pick is the Club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Breaking up the Club, and that's how we bring in Finn.
I love it. Now, here's the question. Since we're fantasy booking here, does AJ represent the Club in Raw? And
no, he's not part of the Club.
So he's on his own.
Gallows
now.
And Anderson, yes.
He's no longer with Gallows and Anderson.
Nope.
Interesting. I actually had Gallows and Anderson pretty low. But yeah, I love it. Finn and that.
Yeah,
all
then we
great.
We can go full Baylor Club.
I feel like I can't take Shinsuke Nakamura now. He's lower on my list anyway. So
I didn't have him drafted.
Really?
Yeah. He just, I think he needs a little bit more time to wow NXT. And I feel like, especially with such a huge list going on, he's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Very interesting. All right.
I think a lot of these guys are.
So I have Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and John Cena, right?
Rollins, Owens, Cena, AJ, yes.
And you have Ambrose,
Finn
and the Club.
And the Club.
And the Club, my bad.
But now you're back to two.
All right. I need more faces, so I got to go Enzo and Cass.
Yep.
They're over as fuck. I think Big Cass can be a solo guy as long as Enzo's with him as like a valet or manager or something. And I think they're great as a tag team. And then I actually don't totally love this pick, but I'm going to make it anyway. I'm going to go Cesaro.
Good call.
I think I'd like to also pair him with somebody who can talk a little better, but he's pretty fun to wrestle. His matches are above average. He's over. And I kind of like his pepperoni pizza nipples.
Pepperoni nipples.
Yeah. So, Enzo and Cass and Cesaro. I'm actually skipping two people I really liked to pick up Cesaro because I need more faces. I also think Cesaro could fight AJ Styles pretty well. Like, if Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and John Cena are my top guys with AJ sort of in the mix, I think Cesaro is a really good secondary guy for AJ Styles to fight.
For my fourth pick, I'm taking The Miz.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I skipped over to pick Cesaro. The Miz was a great pick here.
I feel like this is a good draft spot for him. He's still the IC champion.
Yeah. And he strikes me as a SmackDown guy. I don't know why, but there's something about it.
I can see that.
Yeah. The Miz, great pick. All my top guys are gone. That's great. So I'm picking again.
Yep, we still have still Roman Reigns on the table.
And I'm on a onesie here, right?
Yes.
I'm going to go with my first NXT pick. I'm going to pick Bayley.
You're taking her before the women's champion?
Yeah. Charlotte is only the women's champion because Bayley's not there yet. Sasha Banks is going to take it off Charlotte in SummerSlam. Bayley's going to come up, and then Sasha and Bayley are going to feud. Actually, what should happen, and this is, you know, obviously not going to happen because it's smart, Bayley should get drafted tonight. Sasha should get the belt off of Charlotte at Battleground this weekend. And then Bayley and Sasha can feud up to SummerSlam, which marks the one-year anniversary of that amazing match that they had last year.
That would be really good.
That would be really good, right?
That's a good booking right there.
They won't do it. Yeah, Bayley, my first NXT pick. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. She was going to be one of my next two. Instead, I am going to take the Bulgarian Brute.
Yep.
Rusev.
Great pick.
Just to let you know, I've got 3 of the 4 championships on my show right now.
Yeah, but none of them deserve it? No, Rusev does. Rusev deserves that. And The Miz does. All right, fine.
Yeah,
you
win. How are you going to get him off of my show?
You're SmackDown, right?
Yes.
Well, you don't get the championship belt.
Yeah, they're coming with me. They are.
You get your own one, though.
No, you'll get your own. You'll get the Rob B Show belts now, because SmackDown, we got them all. We got all the golds. We're like the NWO 2.0, baby.
Oh, no.
Are we at, 3 or 4.0 now?
Well, I get my next pick's now, right?
Yes, you get 2 more.
I'm going to get 2 belts, motherfucker. New Day! I don't know if you've heard, but the New Day rocks.
I believe, read that somewhere.
Yeah.
On a cereal box, I believe.
Probably. Serious question here. Where does the New Day go from here?
Up. Higher and higher.
Like, they've got to reach a ceiling, right? Is their gimmick old? I've heard, rumblings of people getting a little tired of them.
No, see, I think when they do the kind of forced stuff, it gets ridiculous. And I think you can watch one week and be like, I think I'm kind of getting tired of the New Day. But then the next week they'll bust out something.
Like a time machine.
They'll bring out a time machine. Or Big E will come out with 2 garden hose and be like, tonight we're putting 2 hoes in the ground.
Do you ever break the New Day up?
Well, yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do it. And honestly, if you were going to do it, this would be, the best. But they haven't led into anything, especially since they've been feuding with the Wyatts, which I don't know if they've dropped that.
Yeah, I think they're over that now.
It's like, oh, we're going to have to do this really creepy, murder lynch mob in the woods, and then we're just, that'll be it.
Okay.
All right, cool. Catch you later.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Boy, they sure did get a bunch of black boys in the country.
Not to sound racist, and I might cut this part out. But if you're 3 black gentlemen and a bunch of rednecks invite you over to their compound in the swamp.
Yeah.
Why go?
Just don't.
Especially when your buddy Xavier was just hypnotized by them the last week.
Yeah.
Maybe set that one out.
Do I get another pick?
Yes. We're at number 14.
Okay. So I have the New Day. I don't have any villain tag teams.
Or champions.
I have the New Day.
New Day, yes.
Are there any champions left? Who's the U.S. champions?
Rusev.
The IC champion? The Miz. Champion? Dean Ambrose. Is there anything left? Intercontinental? Who's the Intercontinental champion?
Miz.
Oh, we just said that.
Yes.
Boy.
There is one championship left.
What is it?
And I know you don't want to draft her.
Oh, I'm not drafting. Oh, I'm not drafting Charlotte. I don't care. You can have the belts. We have our own belts. They're made of real diamonds, not that plastic shit you have. Samojo. I'm going with Samojo.
Second NXT pick, Samojo.
Yeah. No, that was a mistake. That's not who I want. Can I go back?
Yes.
I want Bray Wyatt. Because maybe I'll pick up some more of the Wyatt family. Or I think he might be good just on his own. And I want him as a real villain. Not a fake villain. Like, they have him come in and be kind of creepy and then just not do anything. Let's book him right and have him like actually be creepy.
That would be nice. And I think they went a long way with what they did with the New Day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But maybe just have him win sometimes. Like once, maybe? When was the last time he won anything?
Hell in a Cell.
2013?
2015? I think maybe next year's TLC match. Wasn't that when he fought?
It doesn't quite matter.
Yeah.
The fact that we can't remember the last time he won.
That actually means
really
a lot.
Should say something. Look, he doesn't have to win like on any all the pay-per-views. He doesn't have to win. Just you need to make him as a real threat. Him as a threat. And they've never done that. It's embarrassing. Bray Wyatt, I'm going to make you a star.
For my 15th pick overall, I'm going to go Wet as Tear.
Roman Reigns?
Yep.
That's fine. Look, Roman Reigns has all the potential in the world.
I don't want him. Fantasy booking tie would leave him on the fucking bench. But if I'm Shane, I probably would have picked him way higher.
So but when he comes back,
actually, you know what? I'm actually going to take that back.
Okay.
I'm taking it back.
All right.
Because as much as it would be a great steal for SmackDown, there's no way he's going to end up on SmackDown. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
No. That's basically just going to be a freebie for you.
Well, so the thing is that he was always closer with Ambrose than Rollins.
Yeah, so you put him in.
It makes sense to keep them together.
No, I would say keep him on Raw, and then you have an unlimited feud with Reigns versus Rollins.
Yeah, okay. You're right. I guess I just get Roman Reigns. He's not even on the roster, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Is he eligible for drafting?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I must have just missed him. My eyes won't see his name.
Lucky.
But regardless, since this is sort of a free-form podcast and we got plenty of time to talk about it, how do you book Roman Reigns when he comes back? Is he apologetic? Does he not care? Is he a heel? Is he a villain? I feel like he has to be a heel now.
I don't think so.
He was already a tweener, and now he fucking cheated. And they're not even shying away from it. It's not like they, you know, suspiciously forgot about Connor.
But here's here's why I think it's good that they haven't shied away from it. Having Rollins come out and do the Kurt Angle promo where he just cuts clips of Reigns acting like he doesn't care. Have him come out, if you still want to do the stupid bullshit babyface stuff they've been doing with him, have him come out and be apologetic. You know, I thought I needed to do whatever I could to win. I wanted to prove to everybody that I was the top guy and I went too far. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just going to spend the rest of my time here in the WWE making it up to you fans. And I'm going to just come out there and I'm going to just optimal tip-to-tip efficiency. Just jerk off everybody in the arena. I mean, that's what I think you can do. But because they've had Rollins be a dick to him about it when he's not even there to defend himself, it actually garners a little bit of sympathy for him. And you still know that Rollins is still the bad guy in this situation.
Yeah, I guess so. But they're not even booking Rollins as the bad guy, which is a shame.
It is. It's this whole thing's been super weird to begin with.
Yeah, super, super duper weird.
I just love that goddamn Seth Rollins, the Rollins report.
You took like my favorite thing of all time with that Angle Rock promo, and you did it again with my favorite wrestler right now. Come on, that's great.
I watched that the other day. The thing's like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
It goes amazing. On forever, and it's wonderful.
Kurt Angle has the best, like, he has this tone to his voice. It's sincere but asshole-y, and it's just the best.
Yeah, it's very sincere, but it's very condescending.
Right. It's just, oh, he's just.
He's like, hey, buddy.
Kurt Angle.
I think you're a real great guy. It's like, oh, thank you?
Yeah.
Are you
sure? Are they coming from you?
Do you mean great? Yeah. Or do you mean like piece of shit great? I don't know.
All right, where are we at? My one picker or two picker?
15. Oh, I switched my pick to Sami Zayn.
Oh, damn it. Although, I think it's good. I think it is a good idea to get Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens off of the same roster.
I do too.
As much as I kind of enjoy the like fighting forever angle.
Take a break.
Right. If he's not, and they haven't been fighting forever because they killed El Generico. Okay, so you picked the Sammy's. You're off Roro.
Yeah, Reigns. I took off the table. You can have him whenever you want him. I don't care. So
he's fired.
You're number 16 pick in the draft.
Number 16 pick in the draft.
You're at the halfway point for the draft.
Okay.
At least for what we're drafting.
You don't have Bayley without Sasha Banks. I'm going to go Sasha Banks. Yeah, I like that. Sasha Banks is real good.
Yeah, she
enough,
is.
She didn't do too much for me in NXT. But like after that Bayley Sasha Banks at SummerSlam last year, or whatever it was, NXT Brooklyn Takeover, I'm a big fan. And I'm real glad she's back. And I'm real tired of Charlotte. Great pick, Greg.
Yeah, that's a great pick, Greg. Let's touch on the women's division for a bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just for a minute.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Here's what I don't like about the women's division right now. A, it's very boring because we're only seeing the same four women every week. You know, it's always Charlotte and Dana versus Natty for a while.
Yeah.
And it was just every month it's Charlotte and Dana versus someone. So we get that. We get Becky Lynch for a month. And we get Charlotte for a month. Or then we get Sasha for a month. And now Natty. And it's just... And I need a better thing than I am Charlotte, I am unbeatable. Because I cheated for the first 6 months of my my career in the WWE.
I don't...
Their entire women's title right now is steeped in cheating.
I'm fine with cheating. That's wrestling to me.
Well, yes.
I understand what you're saying, though. I get how it sort of sullies the belt. Why is the women's division so much more interesting in NXT than it is on the main roster? Is it devotion of time? Is it scale of the arena? I'm not going to lie. Like, I enjoy women's wrestling. I really like it in NXT. A lot of these women seem too small in the ring when I watch, like, Raw and stuff. Like, it takes them so... Like, the guys, like, springboard from rope to rope, and they're, like, across the ring in a heartbeat. The women take so long to get to a move that, the pacing of the match seems slower to me.
I believe the official WWE ring is slightly larger than the NXT ring.
I genuinely think that has something to do with it.
That might have something to do with it. I think the crowd size has a lot to do with it. It's a lot more intimate, and...
Even the lighting might have something to do with it.
It just seems like they pulled off better promos and just better mic work in NXT.
It
also might be the just production. You know, they might have more scripted lines. These are the beats you have to say. This is exactly what you have to say, as opposed to just get this point across.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever see the comparisons between a WWE script now compared to the Attitude Era?
No.
It was like... first off, Pyro Ballyhoo, welcome to Raw. Mick Foley's in the ring. He talks about how he's going to beat The Rock. Chris Jericho comes out. He interrupts him. He has to hit these two bullet points. And they just let him do their thing. Compared to now, it's like word for word what their script is. To the point last night when Mick Foley was introduced as commissioner, he actually had to ask Stephanie what his line was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of a sad moment. But.
Oh.
It's like, it wasn't like, Grandpa, what are you doing, sad? It was right. Come on, Mick, I know you can do this.
Well, you know, like, some improv actors are obviously great at what they do, but when you put them in a movie where they have to have, like, a real script and stuff, they suck at it.
Oh, I know,
like,
yeah.
It could be a similar thing, you know? Like, Mick Foley might just need to be off the cuff. So, I don't think that's not really a sad moment, I guess. But
no, it was just kind of like, the cringy.
I know.
I hate using cringe in conjunction with wrestling because everybody does it.
But it shows, man. It's so, like, the scripting is so obvious in the product.
I don't know. I don't know if the scripting is there, especially when we watch Steph and Shane at this point. They seem very off the cuff because they are very terrible.
Yeah, hey, what's up? I don't mind them.
What's up, Steph? I was ruining Raw. You've been ruining Raw lately? Boom, Shane. Boom, Shane, count it. SmackDown.
I love Shane. I don't give a shit. He could go out there and shit on a piece of, like, cardboard, and then throw it into the audience. I'd be like, yeah, that's a good move, Shane.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be scripted.
Yeah.
All right, so my pick.
Oh, we didn't actually come to a conclusion.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I think the moment is too big for a lot of this women's division stuff. And they're not, I mean, I don't know. Like, you watch Lita do stuff out there, and she doesn't look out of place at all. These people just, the current female wrestlers just look too small to me.
I feel like there's too much pressure on them, kind of as the whole Divas Revolution and now Women's Revolution might have put a bit too much pressure on them. Because if you look at Lita and Trish, they eventually became great wrestlers in their own right. But they started off, you know, managers and, you know, with Hardys, there was a lot of intergender stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might help break people in. There's no like old hand in women's wrestling. And when they are there, we don't see them. You know, we haven't seen Alicia Fox in how many months? We haven't even seen Paige in how long?
Yeah. And I also think a storyline needs to be more than we were best friends and now we're not.
I agree with that, yeah.
Like, I mean, genuinely, can you tell me a storyline in the women's division for the last 6 months that was not we were best friends and now we're not?
Nobody wants to hang out with Becky Lynch?
Oh, yeah, but that's eerily similar to we were best friends.
Well, yeah, but it's
not.
They weren't best friends.
She's
just looking for a person who would like to tag team wrestle with hers, who's not me.
Becky Lynch just doesn't impress me as a wrestler either.
I think she's fine.
Shame. I love her personality. I love her entrance. I love her gimmick. Her actual wrestling, like in-ring wrestling, doesn't do anything for me. As opposed to, who's Charlotte's friend? Edit this.
Dana Brooke?
As opposed to Dana Brooke, who I fucking love. Every time, I know.
Really?
It's the weirdest thing. It's the Buff Bagwell syndrome. Every time she's in the ring, she's fucking jawing, and it cracks me up. Every time she informs the ref that she knows the rules, I get, like, extremely happy.
I do not understand this at all.
I know.
Becky Lynch is significantly more competent in the ring, and she's not greener than goose shit like Dana Brooke is.
Yeah.
I know the rules, but I also do not know how to do a headlock. Please tell me how to do that.
That's so funny to me. I like, deep down there, like a shitty wrestler kind of has a place in my heart. It's like, you're terrible, but you make me laugh.
How does she? Okay.
Becky Lynch doesn't make me laugh. And don't get me wrong, I like Becky Lynch. I just don't like watching her wrestle. I don't like watching Dana Brooke wrestle either, but she makes me laugh while she's in the ring.
Wrestling is Greg's least favorite part of wrestling.
No doubt. It's not even, I would not argue that at all. The less wrestling in an event, the happier I am.
Oh, boy.
Where are we? I picked Sasha Banks.
Yes, I got number 17.
Yeah.
And for that, I am taking someone who's actually getting a push right now. Super stoked. I'm hoping it goes somewhere. Zack Ryder.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not even have him listed.
He's doing.
That's my fault, though.
He's doing a program with Rusev right now. Fingers crossed he takes the belt this Sunday.
He's not bad.
No,
Ryder.
He's gotten a lot better, and he looks great with a beard.
Super weird. Like, it doesn't make sense at all to me, that beard. But I like it.
Especially the fact that he shaves, like, the sideburns, so it's like beard.
Yeah.
Nothing. Hair. So, number 17, Zack Ryder.
Number C. Read off my list to me.
All right. Right now, you've got Rollins.
Yep.
Then Owen Cena.
Yep.
AJ.
Yep.
Enzo and Cass and Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
Bayley.
Yep.
Then The New Day and Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Sasha Banks.
So I definitely need another face. You have Sami Zayn, right?
Yes.
I guess there are no more faces.
I got them all. I got both of them.
Yeah, you got them all.
You do have your Roman Reigns.
No, I said faces. Boy, genuinely, there are no faces. You know what? I kind of like this guy. This is a waste of a pick. Fuck it. We're going more heels, and then I'll pick him up later because you're not going to draft him. I'm going to take Brock Lesnar.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I get him 4 days a year, but those are the best 4 days of the year. And he is just, he's a Raw guy. You're not, Brock Lesnar's not showing up on SmackDown.
Brock Lesnar's not working Tuesdays.
That's almost a freebie as Roman Reigns. It's definitely just Brock Lesnar. Sorry, you're looking at the list. Do I get another pick here?
Is Brock? Oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar is on the list.
All yeah, right. I know he's draftable.
All right, yes, you get another pick.
I'm going to take Jericho. I was, like, as low as you could possibly go on Chris Jericho a year ago, And I think part of it was that he was still a part-timer then, and it just looked silly to me that he was wrestling. His gimmick right now is just the best.
Drink it in, baby.
So crazy good. And, like, the scarf and just how, like, how much he hates everybody. Stupid idiot. It's great, man. It's all great. I know that's too many heels, and I'll pick a face in a minute.
Well, I've only got 4 picks left, and you've got a ton.
Oh, good.
So
okay,
you're in good shape.
Good. All right.
So for the 21st pick in the draft, I'm taking Paige.
Oh, before Charlotte?
Yeah, I don't like Charlotte either.
We just lose the belt.
And that's one of those things where I feel like you're going to have your own world title. Raw's going to get its own, probably the World Heavyweight Championship back.
Yeah.
This will just go back to the WWE title. But I'd say leave the IC and US belt on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Let those be workhorse belts. And then Raw will have their world title, women's title, tag title, and the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cruiserweight title. I forgot about that.
Which right. We're not drafting that because that's exclusive to Raw, so that
yeah.
doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I'm all up here.
Yeah.
It was me, Greg. I'm Vince McMahon all along. Damn it.
You're looking a little made of iron lately.
See the size of my grapefruits.
I have. They're weirdly tiny for grapefruits.
Doing some Roman Reigns jokes now, huh?
Ah. You have potatoes for nuts. Just kidding. They're tater tots. I've eaten them.
Potatoes.
Suffering succotash, son.
Your Roman Reigns game is on point.
Yeah, I'm real good. I'm as good as Roman Reigns.
You have inflection in your voice, so.
Oh, my bad.
Even by accident, you're better than Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Is it me again?
Yes.
This is a one shot?
Yes.
Kalisto.
Huh.
Super over. I think he's pretty talented. Don't book him like an idiot. And he is pretty fun. And he can be my face. He can be my, like, low-card face. I don't know who's wrestling. Bailey at this point. Everybody I have is a monster. Yeah, I think Kalisto's a real good pick.
No, Kalisto, he seemed to have a lot of... I'm trying to figure out how to say it. It looked like he was going places.
Agreed.
They were pushing him really hard. And then we saw him versus Ryback 3 months in a row.
Yep.
And now I haven't seen him on TV.
Then he was back with the Lucha Dragons.
Forever.
Which is the biggest downgrade you could possibly have.
Which they're not listed as Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, they made a very special point of being like, nope, we're going to part ways. Okay. As in Sakara tried to fill out his tag team forms and they caught fire. and then he just said, fuck it, we're not partners anymore.
For my next pick... We've used up, like, mostly everyone I wrote down. You know what? I could use some more heels on my squad.
Yeah.
I'll flip the script on this one. I'm taking the Social Outcasts.
Oh, all right. Sure. I mean, that's real low-card stuff, but it's fine.
I think they have more potential than that. Especially since you've got Bray. I'll take Bo.
Sure. All right.
I see a lot of potential in those guys.
I kind of like it. You know what's-his-face is hurt, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
It was like 16 stitches.
Yeah, that's right. Zack Ryder. We're talking about not Zack Ryder.
Heath Slater.
Heath Slater, who I confuse with Zack Ryder quite frequently. Yeah, sure. Social Outcast. That's pretty good. I feel like we're missing like a pretty big... Like no Vaudevillains? You took Social Outcast over the Vaudevillains?
I did. As much as I love the Vaudevillains, I'm not sure if their gimmick has legs.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I think they're really cool, but they're going to, it's so weird. Unless they do some really specific things with them. There was a lot of fantasy booking when Connor was injured, or not
get
injured, suspended.
Get him.
Where they should have had a gentleman's bet between Gotch and English on who could make Victor a proper gentleman.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Just little vignettes like that could really push guys like that. But unless we're going to see more of that.
Right. We don't see any, like, old-timey gimmick promos or anything. Like, yeah. We need to establish them. Otherwise, they're just weirdos. Somebody I was listening to was talking about that they might be a little too highbrow for, like, the Raw or SmackDown crowd. I don't know if that's true or not, but they definitely aren't doing any help, like, to actually push them over or not. All right.
Back to the doubles with you.
Is it a twofer?
Yep.
Did I get Samoa Joe?
No, you didn't. You traded him for Bray Wyatt.
So I have taken one?
Yes, you have one NXT guy so far.
I've only taken one NXT guy.
You only have Bayley.
Interesting. I'm a little concerned that my tag division is too face-heavy. So somebody's going to have to go heel. I don't know who it is. I'm taking American Alpha.
You would take them over
Dash and Dawson?
Yeah.
I would. Dash and Dawson, while I'm not going to argue are very good wrestlers, their characters don't do much for me. I also think they're kind of small, and I don't ever see them as individual wrestlers. American Alpha, I think they look great. I think they're incredibly good wrestlers. I think their promos are pretty good. And I think they can be split pretty easily. I think either one of them could have a pretty good singles career down the line.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big American Alpha fan. So, yeah.
Is that both of mine?
Nope, that was you only picked the American Alpha, so you get one more. American Alpha, I'm assuming, is going to go as a tag team.
Yeah, absolutely. So many face tags, so many heels, loners. Oh, I don't want to do this. I'm going to do it anyway. The King of Strong Smiles, Apollo Crews. The guy's talented. He looks great. He has no gimmick at all. I don't know what I would do with him, but I would try to do something else with him. But he's a good face. He looks good with an American flag behind him. He could be the Black John Cena, I guess.
Don't we already have Darren Young?
No. I don't get this thing with Darren Young at all. Why are they pushing him? Is it because he's gay? I mean, I don't want to be politically correct here. Like, I mean, I love that he's gay. That good for him, and I wish, like, you know, more people were free to come out, and like, especially in a sport like wrestling or whatever. But the guy doesn't strike me as particularly talented. He doesn't have a look that I am compelled to see. Bob Backlund, while it's fun to see him, and like, he's an old-timey wrestler, that's not a driving force to like make me want to like Darren Young more.
See, I love Bob Backlund.
Yeah.
And if they didn't shoot the promos that they were doing in such a weird way, which I get what they're going for with the whole, like, it's essentially just a thinly veiled Republican Democrat kind of wah-wah pull.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, you got the new smart young guy who knows what he's doing, and then old guy who's stuck in his ways. Like, what time is it, son? Oh, just let me check for you. What are you looking at? What are you looking at there? Get a watch. Stop looking at a phone. Phones don't have clocks on them.
Yeah.
It's like Bob Backlund's just this wacky old, just stuck in his ways guy. And we're going to make Darren Young great again, which is a play on
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, who was actually a WWE in for a while. They did stuff a bunch.
The only good thing about a Trump presidency is the fact that he would be both the president and a WWE Hall of Famer. How weird and funny is that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Apollo Crews. I mean, there's got to be more we can do with you, but you know what? For, what is it, my 20th pick? Sure.
24th.
24th pick.
24th pick overall.
Get on the squad, bro. We'll make a thing out of you.
For pick number 25, we talked about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Using my second NXT pick, bringing up Austin Aries.
Oh, you are picking him?
Yeah.
All right, good. You're not concerned that he's 5'3"?
I'm not.
And made of muscle?
I think if you look at both of our lists, both of our drafts so far, I've got like a younger trend going.
Sure, which I think SmackDown should be.
And I think Austin Aries definitely has a lot of potential.
I think he's great. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we saw him in person once, and I don't know if I've ever been more impressed by a wrestler I didn't know, because I don't follow... Well, he was in TNA, right?
Yeah.
I don't follow TNA. I didn't know who this guy was. Austin Aries shows up, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? He's amazing. So, fine pick. I just... like I said, I'm concerned that he is, you know, like Hornswoggle size.
All right, you have this one and then two more and then we're done.
This one and then two more and then we're done. You know what? I don't know what his role is going to be, but this is somebody that I alone genuinely like. And as long as he comes in as a heel, he could be, like, real good. Randy Orton.
Oh, man, I forgot about Orton.
Yeah. Like, he's been injured slash making a movie or something.
He was making a cameo or something, and then he blew his shoulder out, I believe.
Very few wrestlers in the WWE right now look like wrestlers to me. Nobody looks more like a wrestler than Randy Orton. The RKO is still the best finisher in wrestling. That in the current roster, like, you know, the Tombstone Piledriver's better. You just, obviously, yeah. The Diamond Cutter's better. But it, like, the RKO is just great. It's a great gimmick. People like seeing him. He looks great. I think his matches, while I understand they've been the same matches for 15 years now, that match is real good. It's like Metallica. Like, Metallica's been writing the same song for 20 years. That song just happens to be really good, so I'm okay with it. Randy Orton's the same way. Same match, 20 years, good match, I'm okay with it. Again, the same thing as Apollo Crews at my 25th pick in the draft. If I can get Randy Orton, that's a good get.
For my 27th pick, I got a toss-up right now. I got two that I really want.
Can I ask you a real question?
Yes.
First, maybe this should have been an earlier question. These people who are getting drafted from NXT, are they immediately getting called up? Or is it like staying in the minors?
All getting called right up.
So like if I drafted No Way Jose, immediately he's now a main roster guy. He doesn't get to like get more practice down in the minors.
Right up.
I don't like that. All right.
That's why you want to pick guys who are ready.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I want to draft Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, that's exactly it. Well, I don't necessarily think that he needs more practice. I don't disagree with you. Like, I won't disagree with you. I won't make an argument against it. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
And that if you bring him up to the main roster, he's going to win everything always. So, like, why even just first round draft Shinsuke Nakamura? I win.
I do worry that he's a little too weird for like your regular WWE crowd.
I think they'll take some getting used to.
He's like this like goofy, rubbery, effeminate Japanese man. Like, how do you market that towards middle America? Marky cunts on the internet who, like, watch NXT. Sure, it makes total sense. Like, that is... It's like they're build-a-character in 2K17.
Yeah.
But for somebody who, like... You know, we were at a wrestling event this past weekend. There was this little girl in front of us who fucking hated Ty and I.
Oh, yeah.
But it was because, you know, like... Shamo would come out and we'd root for Shamo as opposed to Apollo Crews, or the club would come out and we vote for the club instead of, we would root for the club instead of John Cena. And she didn't get that. Like, she hated that we were rooting against John Cena. She didn't understand. She was 10, you know? John Cena was her hero. Why would you root for the villain? That's like she's going to see Star Wars and rooting for Darth Vader, which I do. Truthfully, I want to cheer for people like AJ Styles and Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, because I want you cheer to let them know that you approve of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just because they're the villain doesn't mean that I personally don't approve of what they're doing. Like, I like the work that Kevin Owens does, so don't tell me to not appreciate him. I'm going to do that because he deserves that applause, and he doesn't get it because he's playing the villain sometimes. Like, Kevin Owens doesn't get cheered nearly as much as he should because those 10-year-old girls want John Cena to win. Regardless, to get back to my actual point.
Sorry, continue.
How does that 10-year-old girl see Shinsuke Nakamura and be interested in that product? Like, I don't know if you really even can. Like, that's not going to get people to watch Raw. That's not going to sell tickets.
See, that's why if we were going farther down, I might look at him later for a SmackDown show. Because SmackDown, I can see being more the, like, smarky workhorse show, or the smarky young guy, internet know-it-all type show.
Yeah.
Raw can be its the same flagship with its Cena's and Reigns.
Which is sort of how I'm booking this. Yeah. And you as well. It's funny how that just sort of naturally came out, even though we didn't discuss it. at all.
I think it works when you have that many picks because you have to fill the roster and you can get the best guys.
Yeah.
Even though Roman Reigns still hasn't been drafted.
Well, you did say that was a gimme.
I know.
All right, let's finish this out.
All right. My second to last pick for the draft. Oh, fuck, I forgot I was going to pick now. I'm taking Neville.
Good pick. Totally fits your show. Has the potential to be something real. Good person to wrestle Austin Aries because they're both tiny people.
Yeah.
Great pick, dude.
Well, honestly, maybe keep them on that show for the cruiserweights. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's mine now.
How did they not put a mask on that man yet?
Neville?
Yeah.
Because you get the Lord of the Rings fans watching that way.
He's like a mongoloid.
Yeah, well, he's...
You could get, like, I don't know, fans of the Man in the Iron Mask.
Neville, though, I mean, I'm super glad he's back. Or will be soon. He just started doing house shows and dark matches again. So I predict good things for his future. All right, your last two picks.
So will you let me break the rules a little bit here? Let me put forth what I want to do. Okay. You tell me if I can break the rules or not. I really want to draft Luke Harper here, and specifically Luke Harper, not Eric Rowan and Bronny Strongman. But he's not on the list because he's injured, like super injured. Can I draft Eric Rowan and then trade him out for Luke Harper when he comes back?
Since you have Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
I will just say, like, when he comes back down the line, he automatically gravitates to Bray Wyatt.
Fine. Okay.
So he is, he was like a package deal with Bray Wyatt.
But I don't want the Wyatt family.
No, I know, just
Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Because that way, I don't have any heel tags. I want Bray to do his own thing, but I want him to be able to tag with somebody if I need a villain tag team.
Who would you put him with?
Luke Harper.
Oh, you mean you want Bray to do his own thing, but you want him to be able to tag with Luke Harper?
Correct.
Okay.
Like call up his buddy when he needs a friend, and more specifically when I need a villain tag team.
I like how you went on about how you want Bray to be like super evil and actually do something, and then it's like, oh yeah, if I just need a heel tag team, we got Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. Perfect.
Well, they can be super evil together. Okay, I won't take them then. I still get one more NXT, so I'll get Dash and Dawson. They can be my legit heel tag team.
What are they, the Mechanics or whatever it is?
Yeah, the Mechanics. They can be my legit heel tag team. They can continue their feud with American Alpha into the main roster. They're totally talented, despite how tiny they are and their lack of personality. And then my last pick, huh?
Yep.
Well, this is real tough. So this is legitimately a toss-up between Demon Kane and The Big Show because they serve the same role in my Raw. However, as much as I love The Big Show, and I mean, obviously you guys are listeners to WCWTF, just The Big Show is just my favorite. Big Show and his tiny dick. I really like the work Demon Kane has been doing. I like Corporate Kane. You can keep him with Stephanie McMahon. And at this point, I mean, you really think about it. We have Stephanie McMahon and Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. So, like, the old authority can get back together if we need them.
You actually do have the authority on your side, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Corporate Kane. I think Demon Kane is a competent wrestler, as if you don't ask him to do much. I love the gimmick where he's, like, super nice as one and then the demon as the other.
That was wonderful.
So as much as I love The Big Show, if it's a toss-up between these two, I got to go Demon Kane. Was Triple H available? Was he on the roster?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
Oh, only going up to 30 is really, really rough.
Yeah.
There's a lot more guys I'd love to...
I wanted to do all 59 available, but Ty cut me off.
Yeah, that just seems like too many. We can... We'll let the pros figure it out after that.
Yeah.
But, man... My number 30 last pick for my draft. I don't know if he's actually going to make it to the main roster, but I'm taking that fat ass, Samoa Joe.
Oh, we still never took him.
Nope, you never took him.
You definitely need Samoa Joe on your roster. He totally fits your smarky cunt angle. He's great. He can still wrestle with Finn if you need him to. Yeah, Samoa Joe, great, great pick, dude. I mean, I picked him like 3 times and then gave him back, so...
I wanted to pick Ty Dillinger.
Perfect 10.
Yeah. I wanted to pick him 10th.
Oh, dude.
But The Miz was there, so I went with The Miz.
That's a good gimmick. Yeah, Ty Dillinger, good one, man.
He would have been a good one. No one ever picked Charlotte or Reigns. But no. I figured those would go to you at some point.
I guess so.
I did have American Alpha down. Eva Marie, I wanted at some point, as usual.
Nobody picked Sheamus. Interesting.
My issue is I only had so many. Like, you had way more picks than I did, so I only had to go with my what I really, really wanted.
Yeah, let me go. So here's the people I had listed that I did not pick. Shinsuke Nakamura, I had him listed. I actually had him listed very high, but you talked me out of him appropriately. Del Rio?
I have tried and tried. I just cannot find Del Rio interesting.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing about him is Paige. And they're not even, like, officially together story-wise.
I kind of like his, like, old gimmick, his, like, millionaire Mexican gimmick.
I thought that was fine when he drove out in the cars and he had Ricardo doing
the... Right. Like, that all makes sense to me.
That's a great heel thing. But now he's just like, hey, perro.
Perro. Hey, perro. Hey.
I'm Mexican. Ah. I don't know why I just turned into Cheech there.
Because you were doing a Mexican
thing. That's a good point. That is what that is.
I thought that was self-explanatory.
His Enziguri, though, is wonderful. Notch. Every time.
He needs a better finishing move.
I like the backstabber.
What?
I like the backstabber.
Oh, I like that. I hate his off the top rope.
Oh, the top rope thing. Stomp?
Yeah, the top rope stomp.
That needs to go.
Nobody picked the Big Show. That's not too much of a surprise.
No Dupe Zupler.
I didn't even write him down.
Oh, that says so much.
And truthfully, I would have taken... I actually meant to write down Baron Corbin and forgot. I don't know who I would have taken him over. Maybe Apollo Crews. I might have taken Baron Corbin over Apollo Crews. But yeah, Dolph Ziggler, man. Why? Why would you take him? There's no point. He's a waste of 15 minutes on your show. Especially when we're replacing him with such better talent like, you know, Samoa Joe and stuff.
Austin Aries, Neville, any one of the social outcasts I would take over Dupe Zupler right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dupe.
I know. I love him. But like, come on, man. Yeah, no Dolph Ziggler. Very interesting. And I also had the Vol Villains written down, but they were last and... You're right. Their gimmick can't sustain itself.
In case you guys haven't noticed, Mark could not be here with us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He did want us to let everybody know that his first pick in the draft overall was the Shining Stars.
That's right. That's right.
So we can just imagine that he just shat on the floor the entire time after that.
He turned into TNA. Can we talk about how wonderful Broken Matt is?
Yes. We can, as long as you also admit that it's also very terrible.
Oh yeah, it's the worst. But his commitment to this bit is hysterical. Even his tweets he does in like this weird Broken Matt cadence.
It's definitely the most interesting thing we've seen the Hardys do, and something that I never expected to see from the Hardys.
Yeah,
because it's actually awesome, and it's not just them being coked out of their mind and jumping off stuff.
And I kind of miss that silliness in the WWE. Like, the New Day bring it in every now and then. And I would say borderline Enzo and Cass are a little silly. But, like, how come nobody gets to have any fun in the WWE? Edge and Christian used to have a great time. People used to pee in coffee. Like, you know, the dicks used to get chopped off.
His dick didn't get... They did not choppy-chop the pee-pee because there was last-minute shrinkage.
Oh, that's right. Poor guy. Which is worse, getting your dick chopped off or it being too small to get chopped off?
Well, no, this was Val Venus, so I'm assuming that he has such intense control over his dick as a porn star that as the knife was swinging down, he was like, he did like the reverse Apache Chief. He was like, and knock chuck, and then just it shrunk down.
He should have made it so hard that the sword bounced off. That's how you save face in that situation.
I'm pretty sure that's how they pitched it to begin with. And they're like, guys, we can't have his dick break a sword. No. I know we're the Attitude Era, but we can't. Please stop pitching me all these things about your dick breaking stuff.
But seriously, how come nobody gets to have any fun? Everyone's so fucking serious all the time. I just thought it was so silly with the boat and the firecrackers and the Sword of Cross getting lit on fire and and his pool boy turning into Willow and then Willow not being that.
No, he didn't turn into Willow. Willow knocked him out and then replaced him, replaced his mask on there.
Oh.
Because remember, Senior Benjamin tased Willow. Hit him with the stun gun.
Oh, okay. Did you see the follow-up to the final deletion?
Where No, I did not see the follow-up.
Edits it together and shows it to, like, a bunch of kids and their parents.
I did not see that.
The best part about it is that because they shoot all this in the in Matt Hardy's real home, his wife pulls a book from the
I did hear about this
book thing.
It was a Hardy Boys book.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. But this is real life. This, I mean, it's not like totally a secret door, but it is a secret door behind a bookcase. So she goes into this kid's room from behind a secret bookcase, grabs him, and then slides down a fireman pole out of the kid's bedroom into the theater room. Like, Matt Hardy's real-life house is insane. I'm just excited.
Yeah,
I'm just excited that it could happen. I'm excited that it took over. This is, while everybody recognizes it as lame, and it is lame, it's the kind of thing that they could have tried and everybody would have just lambasted and said it was stupid, and then nobody would have tried anything like it ever again. But the fact that people are, like, latching on and at least seeing it for something that's fun and watchable and silly is exciting to me.
Here's why it's working. It's because they are giving it their all. They're not half-assing it. Matt's not going out there and, like, hoeing and humming. Because he is owning this broken Matt character so hard, because they are able to do this at their own. If they were, like, backstage at the TNA warehouse, wherever they're filming now, it wouldn't be half as, like, great. The fact that they are putting everything into it.
Yeah.
Is just, it's so genuine. And even though it's genuinely bad, it's so fun and watchable that it swings all the way back around. It goes exactly. So below zero, it's back to a 10.
It's so genuine that you have to just sort of give it like a, yeah, all right, I'm on board, sure. I also really like the part of the final deletion. It's also good. Where Matt Hardy is riding the lawnmower over all of Jeff Hardy's lawn art.
It's my goddamn favorite part.
He's just like, yes.
He's like, yes. And then he has to reach down and grab the wheel for a second. And then he's like, yes. It is I who am doing the gardening today, Senor Benjamin. How do you like my lawn work, Brother Nero? I too lawn mow.
So wonderful.
I just like the idea that he rode his riding lawnmower all the way over
to Jeff's house.
After sending his battalion of drones called Vanguard 1, spelled incorrectly, which has a hologram of him R2-D2 style equipped in it. Yeah. Oh. And then Jeff is chasing the drone down the road on his dirt bike. It's just... Oh, it's so amazing and wonderful and crazy.
It just excites me.
Yeah.
It excites me as a wrestling fan. This is the stuff I like.
I tried watching it with Tara, and her mouth was just like agape the entire time. Just how ridiculous it was. And I was like, no, this is great.
It's not for her.
No. But she's always been a huge Hardy Boys fan.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know too much about them from like the Attitude Era and stuff, so.
Yeah, she was.
Current. The most I know about the Hardy Boys is that awesome Jeff Hardy Sting match where Sting legit, like, real life pins him because Jeff Hardy's too drunk to wrestle.
Oh, God.
And the crowd's like, this is bullshit. And Sting's like, I agree.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I know it is. I'm sorry.
All right, boys. That will be it for us today.
Yeah.
I do believe.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I will be posting
Read off who we all got. I want to hear the full list. Do Raw first, I guess.
Raw first, your first pick?
Yeah.
Start with number one. We had Seth Rollins.
Obvious first pick.
Yeah, obvious. Kevin Owens. John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles. I hated that Jericho thing, but now I love it so much.
Yeah, now I'm on board.
Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
Cesaro.
Yeah.
Bayley, The New Day, and their Rocks.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt. Sasha Banks, Bork Laser,
yeah,
and his steroids,
yeah,
allegedly.
Did you see New York's, like, SummerSlam is in New York?
Yeah, and they were like,
look, wrestling isn't athletic, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, we really don't care.
It's like, are we really paying somebody, a state worker, writing how to type this? That's the gist of it.
Y2J,
yeah,
aka the Gift of Jericho, Kalisto, American Alpha,
yeah,
Apollo Crews.
Fine, whatever.
Orton.
Yep.
Great the pick. Mechanics.
Sure.
And finally, Demon Kane.
Yeah, that's a fine roster. It's a little old. That there's and it's a little part-timey, and those are legitimate things. But I do have, you know, a third more people than you do, so I feel like it's okay to have a couple part-timers on there.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to do the best for them. That way they can get – they can have two picks, and they can get, like, Cena and Reigns.
Right.
And then they can get Orton and Brock Lesnar. My team, however, Dean Ambrose.
Obvious second pick.
Finn Balor.
Yeah.
The Clerb.
Yeah.
The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
The Rusev.
Yep.
Sami Zayn.
Sure.
Zack Ryder. Paige. Social Outcasts. Austin Aries. Neville. And Samoa Joe.
It's a weird list.
It is, but I
don't disagree with it.
The issue is you had so many picks to mine.
Yeah.
By the time, like, I wanted to get Cena or AJ, like...
Well, I did just give you AJ Styles.
Yeah, you should have. But I wanted Finn. I feel like he would be... If I'm going to go with him, if I'm going to go at the club...
I'm a little worried about Finn Balor. I'm not going to lie.
I think he's going to be fine, especially if he gets in with Gallows and...
Yeah. What's your take on the club? On the Gallows and Anderson, very specifically?
I like them.
I don't know, like, what their wrestling signature is. Like, I don't know their style yet.
Ass-kicking?
Yeah, I guess.
They're very... I mean, I don't want to say strong style because it's not like Nakamura, but they're very right. hard-hitting. Not super technical, but they do have their technical things they can pull out if need be, but they'd rather just beat the shit out of people.
Anderson impresses me a lot more than Gallows, too. Like, do you have a similar impression of that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Who gets Corey Graves?
I would love to see Mauro and Corey on SmackDown.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me.
That would be just awesome. Unreal.
I'm actually very proud of these lists. I think these make a lot of sense with what they should do. Let's
yeah,
see
I'm,
how it
I'm
goes.
Pretty good. Yeah, let's see. I will be posting our draft results on idiotswithmikes.com. So you can check out our take on the draft, compare it with what happens tonight, and we'll see
how
what happens.
And how wrong they are. Obviously, we're the experts here.
All right, that'll do it for our special draft extravaganza.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and at our website, idiotswithmikes.com. Hit us up on Twitter at WCWTFPodcast, as well as Facebook on the facebook.com/WCWTFPodcast.
The man himself, Vince Russo, tweeted back at us this week.
Yes.
So we're making waves in the Twitterverse.
I have been your host, the man of 1,004 names, Shane McMahon. You can find me at Twitter at 1,004 names.
I am Killer Greg. You can find me at Killer Greg 17. What was I? Killer Greg Helmsley McMahon?
Yes. McMahon Helmsley.
McMahon Helmsley. Yeah. That makes sense. Thank you for listening. Catch you later.
See you next week. Tonight is the night. Bright lights, hype crowd. Yeah, we need to throw down. Everybody get loud.